Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. A special interview episode for you all coming with Julia Lemegova from The Real Housewives of Miami. We've been covering so much Vanderpump Rules lately on the show. I've been doing so many recaps of all the scandal drama that's happening. So it was fun to kind of dip into The Real Housewives of Miami, which I've been loving this season. Season 5 just wrapped over on Peacock. If you haven't watched it, so, so good. It was a 3-part reunion, and there was one part of the reunion. Guys, I was laughing so hard because Adriana wrote a letter. And so they're all on the reunion stage, and the reunions are already fucking nuts because they're wearing these full-length ball gowns and sitting there just talking about the season. So Adriana, who's a friend of, she raises her hand. She says, I got a letter from someone who was abused by Marisol. And then she hands Andy Cohen the letter. And she says, Andy, read it. Andy, read it. So Andy opens up the envelope, pulls out this letter, unfolds it. And I was on the edge of my seat watching this, as was everyone else on that stage. Every other cast member was like, who's this letter from? Where's this letter from? What's the letter say? And so Andy's reading it. And the letter is just this whole very dramatic thing. Adriana's looking at the camera. She's looking at Marisol. She's nodding along. And then it turns out the letter, it was a prank. It was a letter from Marisol's liver. I laughed so hard. It was like a bit, and a lot of times the Housewives bits don't work. I don't like when they lean too far into the comedy, but this one struck just the right chord with me. I loved it. It made me laugh so hard. And Julia, speaking of, she's on the show, she was just looking at Adriana like, well, what the fuck are you doing? Like, she couldn't understand. She couldn't believe that Adriana wrote a letter from Marisol's liver to give to Andy Cohen to read at the reunion. Never have I seen anything like it. Ah, you guys. And that's when we know we're... That's when I feel like I know that I'm in the right place, right? Because there's all these reality shows. I know people watch some of the dating reality shows. The Bachelor Nation people watch their stuff. There's a TLC whole world going on with Before the 90 Days and 90 Fiancé and all that. And yet, we are in the Bravo universe. And sometimes when I'm in the Bravo Cinematic Universe, I'm looking around, I'm thinking, am I in the right place? Like, should I be heading on over to TLC? Or should I be going over to Bachelor Nation? Am I making the right choice with my time? And then when I see something like a letter from Marisol's liver being read aloud on the reunion stage as they're all dressed in ball gowns, I'm thinking, I'm in the right place.
I have the chills. No.
I know that I'm home. And so it just really, it brought a smile to my face and also raised some interesting points about perhaps Marisol's liver. Anyway, I love The Real Housewives of Miami. I love them all. I love Julia, and I'm so excited for you all to hear my chat with Julia. And then later on this week, we'll be back with all of our scandal drama and Jersey stuff. We'll be back to recapping. But for now, I hope you enjoy this chat with Julia Lemegova. She's, of course, married to Martina Navratilova. Did I say that last name wrong? I hope I said it right. My boyfriend's like the biggest tennis fan, too. He's going to get mad at me. Martina, though, is like a tennis legend. And she just revealed that she's now cancer-free. And so Julie and I got to talk a bit about that as well as some other things. But I hope you all enjoy the chat. I will put it up on the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Danny Pellegrino and the number 1. If you want to watch it over there, you can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We have merch available at everythingiconic.store. And I'm going to be on tour starting next week in Seattle and then Denver and Salt Lake City. Get tickets at everythingiconic.com. And without further ado, please enjoy my chat with Julia, and I hope you all enjoy. Bye-bye.
You like my short hair?
I do. It looks so good. Okay, Julia, the reunion has wrapped. How are you doing today?
Whew, I can take a big breath and relax on my farm and just go chill a little bit.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the season overall? How did you feel coming out of it?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's been a hard season because we've seen a family being broken apart. And, you know, it's always very hard, especially when there are kids involved. But, you know, I think our show is about real friends and friendship, you know, and friends dealing with real life situations. And in the end, we always come together.
Yeah. There was a beautiful moment in the, I think it was maybe part two or three, where you were talking about Dr. Nicole being for you, being there for you in the hospital. And it just, I think, reiterated the relationships off screen that it seems like the cast of you all have together. And I don't know, it was a beautiful moment, because sometimes on the other franchises, it might maybe seem like people are just thrown together and are only there for each other during filming. So I always like to see those little moments. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, not in our case. We're always together, whether it's cameras on, cameras off, and we're so familiar with each other that we don't even notice sometimes that the camera is on, because we're just living our life. We're just rolling no matter what. And that's why I love this group of girls.
And how are you doing post-reunion? I just was reading that Martina is now cancer-free, which is so beautiful. I want to say congratulations. How are the two of you doing?
Thank you. I mean, we are relieved. It's a huge weight dropped from our shoulders. But, you know, it's still a long road ahead of recovery. And it's a long process, because even though she's cancer free, she needs to get back on her feet and get all her energy and strength back. And it's, you know, it takes time. It takes months. We don't know. Doctors always say for everyone is different. So we're just taking a day at a time.
Yeah, someone very close to me is dealing with a cancer right now, and it's hard to watch someone you love going through something that's so uncertain. And I haven't really talked about it on the show, but it's challenging. And I think, of course, you're most concerned about the person who's going through and who is having the cancer themselves. But it's also hard, I think, for the people around them, because you just want so badly for them to be healthy and well and all of that. So I'm just sending all my love your way.
I will tell Martina.
My boyfriend also is like obsessed with her, because he's a huge tennis fan. So he was like, she's the best. I think he was telling me she's the best overall, and she doesn't get enough credit for how good she is. And he's like obsessed with her. There was a moment at the reunion, though, getting back to the show, where Alexia... Andy was asking about Alexia being a star and that comment she had made during the season about how she's a star. And I felt like you were giving an answer, but then, you know, there was so much going on at the reunion. I thought maybe you got cut off. Did you feel that way? And what were your thoughts about that whole situation?
Oh, yeah, I'm reliving that moment as we speak. Well, you know, what I would have said if I would have spoken at that moment would be that, you know, I guess Alexia and I have a slightly different maybe interpretation of what being a star is. I mean, I live with a star. I go to bed every day with a star. I wake up with a star. You know, I know what the star looks like. Martina Navratilova is the star, and she doesn't even call herself a star. Like, real stars don't need to call themselves a star.
Right. It's like that saying, I know it's a little bit different, but money talks, wealth whispers, or something like that. Do you know that phrase? I feel like it's sort of similar.
Yeah. You don't need to say you are a star. Just like, as I said, we have a different interpretation of that.
There was also this moment with Alexia that we saw in unseen footage where she had said, I wrote it down here, something about the LGBTQ community. She said she's more LGBTQ than you. And what was your reaction to that?
You know, what can one say to that? I was pretty shocked. Like, why do you have to compare? I mean, how can you even compare who is more, who is that? And I mean, if she feels like that, great. Maybe because of her husband's sexuality. I don't know. That's her. I cannot speak for Alexia. But me personally, I would have never, ever compared myself to another person saying I am more than that. You are who you are, and you represent what you represent. So I was very taken back and surprised by that comment.
Right. We see a lot play out with Lenny and Lisa. Did you know Lenny very well? Obviously, you joined the show in season four, but did you get a chance to know him at all? And what are your thoughts about their relationship?
I did a little bit, yes, because Lisa, you know, she's a very generous host. She makes wonderful parties, and the lucky few get a possibility to really like go inside her house, and she opens her home to her friends. So I got to hang out with Lenny and with her in a smaller settings, and I didn't catch any hints. You know, I didn't think. To me, he seems to be in love with Lisa. Things to me were normal. We spoke Russian together. So I had no idea, even though, of course, all these women around. But then when you have a secure marriage, okay, women are there, but it doesn't mean your husband or wife are going to run away with them. Again, like Martina kissed Gwyneth Paltrow on the show. It doesn't mean she's going to run away with it. You know, so that's like, but unfortunately, that's what happened. And I was totally not seeing that.
You just mentioned Gwyneth Paltrow, and I imagine the two of you have so many famous names in your phone. Do you have like a, who's the most famous person in you or Martina's phone? Is that a silly question? Or who's like a close friend that we might be surprised by?
Name it and we probably will have them.
Well, you know, I was thinking before this interview, I wonder, I love Rosie O'Donnell, and I know Rosie lived in Miami for so many years, and she's also a very prominent lesbian since the late 90s. And I was like, I wonder if they know, but I didn't want to be, I know that might be a silly question to just assume. I'm gay myself, so I know people always say, oh, that person's gay, do you know them? But I was like, I wonder if they know Rosie.
I never met her, unfortunately, but I know Martina is in touch. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Would love to meet her one day myself.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the show. Where are you at with Larsa? You know, Larsa had an interesting reunion. She said some sort of crazy things. I loved when you stuck up for Dr. Nicole, when Larsa was kind of saying she had a better job, or I forget what the wording was, than Dr. Nicole. But where are you at with Larsa?
Well, we, you know, throughout the season, I kind of rediscovered Larsa, and we're playing this game in our friendship. Like I called it Tom and Jerry. That's what it is. I don't necessarily always agree with Larsa. I don't know why she made this comment. I don't know why she needed to like look down at Nicole's accomplishments. I mean, why did she have to do it? I sell eggs and mangoes. Larsa sells her feet. Nicole is a doctor, right? So like, why diminishing somebody's achievement? Like, why to do that? It's not very good. Friendship.
Are you two in a good place now?
Life will tell. It's kind of dot, dot, dot. I think we have a lot things we need to discover or rediscover about each other. And there are a lot of things I'm still digesting from last, you know, season. And life goes on. We will see. She reached out. She was also very supportive of Martina. And I'm grateful to her and to all the other girls on the show. Yeah. But we will see. I don't know. It's literally game is on.
You know, you and Adriana are very close on the show, and I was happy to see at the end of the part three of the reunion, it seemed like there was a little bit of a breakthrough with Adriana and the other women who she was so much at a standstill with. Do you think that they're all going to be able to mend those fences going forward, or what do you think is going to happen with Adriana and the group?
It's so hard to tell because Adriana, she knows she made some mistakes. She knows those comments were pronounced at the heat of the moment, and she apologized and she kept apologizing for that. Those apologies were not accepted by Alexia. That's her right. But Adriana, in my opinion, did everything she could to show and to apologize. What else can she do? I really, really hope that those women can find a common ground, because after all, they have such a history. And it would be really sad if they don't work things out.
Right. Yeah, I'm hopeful for a path going forward for all of you. I love the cast so much, and I think it works so perfectly together, all of you. And so I don't know. I want you all to find the common ground. And of course, I know going forward, you'll all have sort of your little squabbles or whatever. But I don't know. it's just such a great group. And even the friend ofs and the main cast members, I loved you had a moment with Kiki in the reunion that I thought was beautiful as she was walking off. You said, no, I want to apologize to you for something. I just thought that was...
I want to clear something with her because I didn't have the chance to kind of say it to her face.
Right. We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with much more from Julia Lemagova of The Real Houses of Miami. I also want to remind you all that I do bonus episodes over on the Patreon page, which is a patreon.com/everythingiconic. Patreon.com/everythingiconic. And if you donate $4 more per month, you get access to the bonus episodes. I do just one a month. I'm recapping Sex and the City from the beginning. We're currently on season 3 of Sex and the City. So each month there's a different recap. So we're slowly making our way through Carrie and company and all of their adventures and every crazy episode they do over there on Sex and the City. So it's been really, really fun. So if you want access to those bonus episodes, again, just $4 or more per month gets you access to one per month at Patreon. The links for all this stuff are in the episode description, and we'll be right back. Was there anything else that maybe didn't air or that you didn't get off your chest during the reunion?
No, I think pretty much, you know, only I didn't have a chance to answer about that star question Andy asked me. And that was probably my only regret that I, you know, I let the other women talk and didn't step in when he actually directly asked me a question. But maybe he'll hear it now through our interview. That's pretty much it. I said what I had to say. I made my point about Nicole. I had a moment with Kiki and, you know, my mind, I was there, but, you know, I also was just in the beginning of Martina's treatment. We were in New York together. She was going through cancer treatment. To be honest, my heart, my mind were mostly with Martina, and I was not concentrating too much on what I'm going to say when I was asked the questions or when I felt I need to step in for my friend. I did, but my mind, I was slightly absent because all I was thinking that Martina is doing her proton therapy, she's starting her treatment, what is going to happen? So I was really there, but not 100% there, which is hopefully people can understand.
No, I completely understand. And I thought you did amazing. And I also think it would be so hard to get a word in edgewise with any of these groups on The Real Housewives, because everyone, of course, comes to the reunion. They want to clear the air, and it's a lot of big personalities. So I didn't feel like you got lost at all.
I have a big personality.
Yeah,
I
don't
know how to clear the air.
I know, I loved it. What do you think the cast should look like next season? Is there any changes you would like to see made, or what do you think?
Ooh. Are you spilling the beans? Do you think there will be next season? I don't know.
Yeah, there will be. You know, I was just on a Zoom with Cooper, one of your producers, yesterday, and I was like, I need the season to come, you know, right away. We need the season. So hopefully.
Myself, like, I'm so upset that the show is already aired and I have nothing to look for every Thursday to watch on TV. So I'm going to be watching other shows. Well,
it's coming back though, Julia. Come on.
It'll be another season. I'll be there. I mean, I hope I'll be there. I love my Bravo family, so I am not stepping down.
No, I heard a rumor, and I don't know if this is substantiated because it was just from a blog or something, but that you all would be starting filming in the spring, so maybe April or something. So I know you can't comment on that.
More than me.
I know you can't comment on that, but. But so if you were in charge of casting, like, let's just say, kind of throw a magic wand at you. If you were in charge of it, would you make any changes? Would you bring on someone new? Would you get rid of anyone? What would you do?
I adore and enjoy all of the ladies. Like, I would be saddened if anybody would leave. If somebody would want to join us, I always embrace people with open arms, and then they will show themselves what they're capable of, and then the relationship starts. So, you know, life is full of surprises. Everybody has a chance at an opportunity at given time to express and show what they want. So if there would be one day another show and another person, why not? I think it's cool. Seeing somebody leave, in all honesty, I would be sad to see somebody leave.
You know, Marisol on last season, she played this game, who do you trust the least? And so I just want to pose that question to you. Of the current cast members, who do you trust the least? This is a messy game.
No, home, it's a fairy game. Who do I trust the least? Oh, there is a music. I think I trust Marisol the least.
Interesting. And why do you think that?
Because she always seems to know things about people, but then it's kind of very hard to ask her, like get a direct answer from her, why and who. So she doesn't back up her answers, and it creates kind of very bitter taste in the mouth, if you want to say, you know. Yeah. So that's why. Yeah. I like, you know, if you make an accusation, back it up in my face. Don't pass it to other people. Say it directly to me. Right. You know, I don't like hearing things from other people and have vessels giving information. Straight to the point. If you have an opponent, look at them in the eyes. Don't stab them in the back. Go to war. Go like front to front.
Yeah.
That's how I do things.
Did you know? Yeah, not behind the back. Did you know any of the other women from the original incarnation of the series? Like, do you know Leah or Joanna or Anna or any of those other people?
No, never met them. It's only Adriana and I. We've been friends since like almost the day I moved to Miami.
And how did you two meet?
Through a mutual girlfriend of ours. And we were at lunch at Fisher Island. And I've seen Adriana. And I just smiled. She put a smile on my face because she looked like, I call her Blanche Neige. She speaks like Snow White. You know, she had those kind of, perky lips. And she was like so cute. And then she smiled. And she has this like beautiful white smile. And she was just funny and like so much humor and fantastic energy that she gives out.
You all are so beautiful though. I think Miami cast is just, you're all so stunning looking. I was reading about, as I was researching for this interview, I was reading, and there's so much online about your past relationships and stuff. And I just sort of wondered if there was anything you wanted to clear up or that you felt like you've never really gotten a chance to clear up about any past relationships or anything there's so much online written about all of you, really. But yeah, I wondered, is there anything that you, I know this is, I think, one of your first podcast interviews ever. And so I just was like, oh, I wonder if there was anything that maybe she thinks she'd like to clear up.
Like what? You know, but past relationships for me are kind of in the past. With some people, you separate on a good note, with some less of a good note and experience, but it's like a past. Life is like a book. You turn pages and you learn from each experience, bad, good, the ugly, whatever, but you learn. Yeah. I'm concentrating on today, on my relationship today. We've been with Martina since 2008. My God, that's my like longest relationship ever.
How did you two meet? How did the two of you meet?
We met in Paris for the first time in year 2000 in a club. And I looked around my shoulder and I saw Martina and I was like, oh my God. So according to her, I gave her like one of those James Bond looks. I had my drink in my hand, and I turned back and I was counting. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. If I count to like 20 and she doesn't kind of knock on my shoulder, she doesn't come to talk to me, that's not the Julie I know. Probably counted till like 15 seconds. And this soft voice on the back said, hi, I'm Martina. That's it. Game was on. That's how we met. We exchanged numbers. We were in touch like for a couple of months, but then life went different directions and 8 years passed by just like that. And we met again in Paris, literally the same time during French Open. I bumped into her. I had my two daughters then. They were tiny. I had a food tray full of food in a player's restaurant over Roland Garros, and we bumped into each other. And she was like, oh my God, you... She said, what's new? And I said, well, meet Victoria, my daughter, meet Emma. And then I added, would you like to have a coffee 8 years later? And she smiled. She said, yes. We had that coffee the next day. We had another one and then another one. And then guess what? She moved in with me. Wow. Just like that. And never moved out.
I love that. I know I got to wrap this up, but I just, I'm so excited to watch more of your story unfold, hopefully next season. I love the show so much. And the last two questions I sort of ask all of my guests are your favorite Mariah Carey song. And then also, like, who do you think is the People Magazine does the sexiest man alive thing, but who do you think is the sexiest? It could be man, woman, you know, whoever. Who do you think if you were choosing for People Magazines and you can't choose Martina, you have to choose somebody else, who would be the sexiest person alive?
Well, I remember staring at that tennis player. He's not playing anymore. He's a Russian tennis player called Marat Safin. He was so hot, so hot. Even
I got to look him up.
Oh my God. He was like the hottest guy. even Martina says that he's like, wow. He would be probably like my hottest guy. And favorite Maria. Oh my God. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go with a Christmas song.
A classic. Love it.
Classic.
Yeah. What's next for you, Julia? What are you, do you think you'll plan to adopt again? Or is, I know you said that sort of tabled. Is there anything next that you want to share with us?
My hopes and plans for adoption are still, I'm still not losing hope. Right now, it's not my priority because how can it be? You know, we were waiting for a phone call to adopt a child and we had to fight two cancers. Right now, it's about Martina getting better. Once she conquers this horrible illness and recover, we can then start hopefully making plans again about life. But today is, I don't want to lose hope, but I don't know if it's realistic. It's really 50-50. I don't know.
Right.
Kind of one day.
Julia, this was such a pleasure. Where can people find you on social media?
My Instagram. I don't do much of a Twitter. I'm still kind of a new person in social media, but I'm on Instagram daily. Julia Lemigova, just like that.
All right, we're all going to follow you.
Farm. Yes, please follow me. People who love animals, I post like cute videos about all my baby goats and baby cows and all of that. And then just my daily life.
Well, I just followed you this morning and I'm so excited because I do love seeing baby animals, especially everything's so crazy. It's like, I do want to just see you with animals on social media. So I'm excited. Julia, it was such a pleasure meeting you. Hopefully one of these days I'll get to meet you in person, but thank you so much for taking the time. And I look forward to your next season, which I'm manifesting.
Oh, I'm manifesting that too.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. Thank you.
I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled C-O-Z-E-Y, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, C-O-Z-E-Y.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.